God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. The processional hymn, "Lift High the Cross, the Love of Christ Proclaim." Beloved in Christ, we cannot approach Holy Week and Good Friday in a better way than to dwell on the words of Holy Scripture, which convey for all time the eternal truth of our redemption. But, like the apostles who could not watch for 1 hour, we are seldom ready to read the Scriptures at length. This service helps us to do just that. Let us therefore ponder the words we shall hear and allow our hearts and minds and wills to rest in God. For we have come together to be with him, to wonder at his infinite goodness, and to offer our souls and bodies as a living sacrifice to his service in the world. Let us then prepare to journey with Christ the way of the cross in the words which he himself has taught us, and say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The prophet Isaiah foreshows the suffering of Christ. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked, and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth.
Savior's love to me, love to the loveless room that they
Jesus enters Jerusalem. When they were approaching Jerusalem, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed him to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Jesus institutes the Holy Communion. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there." So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
The struggle in Gethsemane. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not by my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping because of grief, and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may come into the time of trial."
Jesus is betrayed. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness."
Jesus is condemned to die. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Thank you.
Jesus is crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come down to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
trust in his redeeming love and try his works to do.
Christ triumphant. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Remember, show kindness, and share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, "Through All Our Days We'll Sing the Praise of Christ the Resurrected." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on the day of your passion, you stretched out your arms on the hard wood of the cross, that all might be brought within your saving embrace. Draw us to yourself with the bands of your love, that, being bound to you forever as your faithful servants, we may take up our cross daily and follow you, and at last come into your everlasting joy, who lives and reigns with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Thanks be to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits that you have given us, for all the pains and insults which you have borne for us. Most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. And in a moment of silence, we bring before God our own particular concerns, and we also remember the lives of those faithful servants of this church and parish who have recently died, and in particular Terence Hazley. Lord, in your mercy, Christ, draw you to himself and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Items for the food bank may be left today either in the church porch or in the hall porch. And items for the combined April-May parish magazine are now due. If any such items could be left with myself or Roger Maxwell, please, no later than tomorrow. And immediately following this service, light refreshments will be served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And may I thank everyone who has contributed to this morning's service. I found it a most inspirational and moving beginning of our Passiontide observance this year. We thank our organist, our combined choir from Anna Hilt and Mara Hamlet, our various readers, and all of you, particularly in the congregational singing, who joined in so enthusiastically. Tomorrow night, Monday, at 8 o'clock, there will be the annual Easter General Vestry meeting in the parochial hall at 8 o'clock. During that meeting, as usual, the past year will be reviewed and elections will take place for church wardens and a select vestry for next year. This is also a triennial year. Elections, therefore, will also take place for a diocesan synod person and parochial nominators and supplementalists. While only registered vestry persons may vote or stand for office, attendance is open to all parishioners, and I do encourage you. Thursday night, choir practice takes place here in church at 8 o'clock. Sunday next is Palm Sunday. At 10 o'clock, there will be the first of our traditional Holy Week services, which will follow the order of parish communion, including the Liturgy of Palms. Other services will continue throughout the following week, Monday the 30th of March and Wednesday the 1st of April in Mara Hamlet, Tuesday the 31st of March, Maundy Thursday the 2nd of April, and Good Friday the 3rd of April in Annahilt. And all midweek Holy Week services will take place at 8 p.m. And on Saturday the 4th of April from 9:30 a.m. there will be the decoration of the church for Easter. And as always, your gifts of flowers, greenery, and other suitable decorative items for Easter will be very gratefully received, together with any assistance you can give with the decoration. The recessional hymn, "Take Up Thy Cross," the Saviour said. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.